Well, what you have in Vietnam is a totally distinct kind of fighting man. He's as distinct as the infantryman or the aviator, and he is the terrorist. And he dresses like every other man. He looks just like the average farmer, but he is very professionally trained. He's expertly guided. He's carefully protected. And he is told, for example, to terrorize a certain village. And so Monday morning, there'll be a dozen bodies out in the road, old men, women, children, nobody who's done anything special, just indiscriminate terror. And then they'll kidnap the village chief and cut off his head and walk it around on a pole. And by the middle of the afternoon, there isn't too much trouble getting 16, 17-year-old boys to join the Viet Cong. It seems like the line of least resistance. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some enthusiastic, convinced ideological communists, because there are. And it doesn't mean that these boys that they get by terrorism can't be trained into being good fighters, because they can. But the fact remains that if you could get at this terrorism, you'd have a manageable situation, and it'd only be a matter of time before you solved it. Now, to send in an infantry battalion isn't the way to get at this terrorist, because he just disappears into the grass and palm leaf shacks of the people, and he waits until the infantry battalion passes on, and then he comes out again. To bomb them from the air isn't a good way to do it, because every 20 people you kill, 19 are women and children, and one is a terrorist. So what you have to do is to get a chairman for each hamlet. The hamlet out there is what equivalent to what American politicians know as the precinct. It's the smallest organization there is. And you have a census and identification cards and a curfew, and with the help of the police, you comb through everything and require everybody to have passes. And little by and they all know who the terrorists are. The question is giving them enough courage to tell you who they are, and then shifting the fear from being fear of the terrorists to being respect for the government. And then as fast as you get law and order, bringing in your agricultural and your teachers and your clinics and your doctors and all that. And that's what you have to do. And we have, this has been done, this has to be done by the Vietnamese themselves. We can supply technical assistance, we can supply agricultural aid and all that, but still they have to do it themselves. And that involves nothing less than a revolution for a new and better life. That's what it really is. We oughtn't to be scared of the word revolution. We're revolutionists ourselves. We came from the American Revolution. It'd be even more revolutionary if we did what we preach, but what we preach is revolutionary. And they have to, the people who are working for the government have to be the ones to put into effect the kind of program that'll give them a better life. And there isn't any way out of that. And that has been done now in about 400 hamlets. I didn't mention it in my speech because I don't want to make too much out of it. 400 hamlets out of 12,000 isn't very much. But I think maybe it's a little tiny bit of a green sprout coming up above the surface of the ground. If it isn't, well, then we have to do it. There isn't any way around this world revolution. The people insist on it, and it's a question of who's going to give it to them and whether it's going to be given to them and in a way that's consistent with freedom and equality, or whether it's going to be given to them in an authoritarian and cruel manner.